Have you ever wondered how a massive bureaucracy actually calculates exactly who is vulnerable enough to need free water and electricity?
Yeah, it's something I think most of us just take for granted.
Right. So welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to explore the South African government's guidelines for their national indigent policy. We're going to unpack exactly how local municipalities provide free basic services to their poorest citizens and, well, what that teaches you about the mechanics of social safety nets.
Because it really is a monumental task. I mean, you're trying to quantify human need across these incredibly diverse communities.
And doing that fairly takes a lot more than just, glancing at a tax return or a bank balance.
Okay.
Because a bank balance really only tells you about today's cash.
Exactly, which is why the sources highlight this really fascinating multidimensional poverty index they use. They don't just look at individuals, they score entire communities out of 100 based on a really complex web of indicators.
Right, like the proportion of female-headed households or illiteracy rates, and even physical crowding.
Yeah, and even things you might not directly associate with a family's wallet, like the lack of municipal refuse removal.
Oh, wow. I love that detail about trash pickup.
Right, because it's so telling.
Yeah, because if the city hasn't even built the infrastructure to get a garbage truck to your street, I mean, that's a massive geographic indicator that your whole community is structurally disadvantaged.
It really is.
It's almost like a reverse credit score.
Oh, I like that.
You know? Like a regular credit score judges your past financial reliability to protect a bank. But this index judges your present systemic disadvantages to tell the government how vulnerable you are.
That is a perfect analogy. But of course, building a formula in an office is easy. It's just theory on paper. The real challenge is taking that formula and applying it to millions of living, breathing
Right,
humans.
without the whole thing just drowning in administrative chaos.
Exactly. You need a massive, complex logistical engine on the ground. You can't just, run an algorithm from a laptop.
So they literally have people knocking on doors.
Basically, yeah. The policy relies heavily on community development workers, or CDWs, and ward counselors. They physically verify applications.
Which is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
And the sources highlight how different municipalities handle that ground game in radically different ways, right?
Yeah, it's almost like a battle of bureaucratic philosophies. So, for example, Buffalo City uses these strict municipal inspectors, but they also acknowledge that poverty isn't solved overnight. So once a household is approved, they grant them indigent status until the year 2099.
Wait, really? Until 2099?
Yeah, a lifetime guarantee, basically.
That is wild.
It is. But then you contrast that with Engenhe Municipality. They went to the complete opposite extreme. They skip individual targeting entirely and just provide free basic services to everyone.
Okay, wait, I have to challenge that a bit.
Yeah.
Giving free utilities to literally everyone, I mean, isn't that kind of financially reckless compared to Buffalo City's targeted approach?
You would think so, right?
Yeah, it feels like throwing money at people who don't even need the help.
It sounds that way until you look at the hidden costs of bureaucracy. Engenhe realized they could afford the blanket rollout within their budget, and by doing that, they completely eliminated the administrative red tape.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they don't need the massive manpower to constantly register, verify, and, police an indigent list.
Wow. So it actually costs the government more money to pay inspectors to hunt down poor people than it does to just turn on the tap for everyone.
Exactly. It flips the whole narrative on government waste.
That is crazy to think about. But I guess whether a city strictly targets its poorest or just gives free services to everyone, wiping away utility bills doesn't actually cure poverty.
No, it's just triage. Which brings us to the exit strategy. The guidelines mandate an exit from indigence. Providing free services has to be linked to local economic development and public works programs.
Right, so what's the actual end game there?
Well, there's this really powerful quote in the guidelines from the economist Amartya Sen. He said, "Freedom is both the primary objective and the principal means of development."
So by giving people free water today, the state isn't like trying to adopt them. It's trying to buy them the bandwidth to start a business or learn a skill tomorrow.
That's the whole point. The goal isn't dependency, it's providing that baseline stability. I mean, if you aren't spending your entire day figuring out how to get clean water, you finally have the capacity to cultivate your own economic initiatives.
That makes a lot of sense. And for you listening, understanding these guidelines really reveals the hidden machinery required to run a real-world social safety net. It's this delicate balance of data, logistics, and, well, human dignity.
It really is. And it leaves us with a pretty provocative thought. If your own city had to build a custom poverty index tomorrow, what hidden hyperlocal indicators would they need to track to find the people currently slipping through the cracks?
Yeah, what would the refuse removal equivalent be in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Definitely makes you look at the streets around you a little differently.